What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm really happy to be joined by an awesome yoga instructor for kids. She has written a book. She is Yogi Beans on Instagram, and I've already been following her for years, and her name is Lauren Chaitoff.
Hi, Eric. I am so excited to be here with you. I can't wait.
Lauren, could you tell us a little bit about yourself before we jump into the questions and the story and all that?
I would love to, Eric. So, like you said, I am a yoga teacher. However, I am a yoga teacher just for kids. I have taught adults, but my specialty is working with kids. And a lot of times kids think, yoga, that's not going to be fun. However, what we do at Yogi Beans is we translate this ancient practice of yoga that's been around for thousands of years into a language that kids can understand, and most importantly, that they can enjoy. So our classes are kind of like the name, you know, energetic, fun, while also teaching kids self-regulation and breathing and all that good stuff.
Such important life skills for kids and grown-ups. And we are going to get started with our first question from a listener named Sayla.
Hi, my name is Sayla. I really, really, really like Harry Potter and dragons. My what if question is, what if Fairylise and Pixie Cotto went to a museum, but all of the things in it came alive? Thank you. I love your podcast.
Oh, Sayla, thank you so much for your question. I'm spelling your name S-E-L-A-H, which I researched, and I think that's usually the traditional spelling, but please forgive me if I got that wrong. We have two more questions, and I'm just going to read them off to you. The first is from Marshall, who asks, what if paintings could talk? And Marshall likes dinosaurs and Pokemon, which, okay. We'll see if we can throw some creatures into this episode. And then one final question from a patron named River, who likes making potions and spells.
Ooh,
and
okay.
And uses they/them pronouns. Wanted to say that in their question. And also asked, what if paintings could read minds?
Oh my.
Yeah. So they're giving us a lot to work with here. And we're going to start by finding out, what if Fairylise went to a museum and all the things came alive and the paintings could talk and also apparently read minds? Fairylise is the president of What If World and has been for quite a few years. In fact, her term was sort of coming to an end, but she was still feeling pretty stressed out and needed a day off. So she decided to go to the Unnatural Gallery, one of What If World's premier museums, and she even brought her daughter, Pixie Cotto, with her. Now, Fairylise needed some time off, so she made a quick reunification plan with Pixie Cotto, as you kids might do with your grown-ups when you go out to a public place. They were going to cast a quick magic spell if they needed to get in touch with each other, and they were going to meet in the lobby at noon no matter what. So Pixie Cotto went off to explore and create some potions and magic spells in the arcane creation wing that's at the Unnatural Gallery, leaving Fairylise at last alone.
Oh, I really need this. It's been such a long time since I've really just been by myself. There's always people asking me questions and coming at me with their needs, and I'm trying to save the world all by myself, it feels like. Oh, but finally, at last, I get to just look at some art.
Oh, how wonderful to see you at the Unnatural Gallery. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm sorry, I do meet a lot of personalities in my job.
I'm the Dipson. I've seen you here before. We've spoken. You must not remember. Was there any particular artwork you wanted to see today? Would you like me to give you a tour? Do you want me to take you around?
Now, Verilise was one of those people who grew up thinking that she had to make everyone else around her happy. And even though she felt a little bit like being alone right now, she had a hard time saying no.
Yes, oh, that sounds lovely, of course. No, I would love a guided tour. Verilise.
Mm. You do know it's okay if you'd rather look at the artwork by yourself. Many people come to the Unnatural Gallery and they just want to observe the art alone. I was just trying to be friendly.
Oh.
What would you like to do?
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things where, knowing that I have the ability to say no now, I feel like I kind of want to get to know you.
I'm happy to stay along. You know, our feelings are such funny things, aren't they? Our feelings, I like to think of our feelings like the weather. They're constantly changing, aren't they? I mean, sometimes I feel really stormy and dark inside, and then a few moments later, I feel like a rainbow. And then sometimes I'm feeling really calm and breezy, and other times I feel like a swirling tornado. That's the funny thing about feelings. They're always changing.
Where I grew up, fairies and sprites and pixies, we were all encouraged to feel our feelings. But lately I've been just so jumbled up, so busy, I've sort of lost track of it. And that's why I wanted to come to the museum today, to just sit and enjoy some art. And
the Unnatural Gallery is the perfect place for that. You can sit and you can just get immersed in the world of a painting. And if you're feeling bad or sad or angry, you might look at a particular painting and all of a sudden that feeling changes and you're feeling happy and elated and light again.
That's just the sort of experience I'm looking for, not to mention a little bit of quiet.
All right, kids, pile in. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, students, no need to wipe your feet. You could just stomp them around here. That'll get all the dirt off. Yes, more stomping. Very good, very good.
Hello, Abacus. Hello, hello. I see you brought all the children with you for your class trip today.
Indeed. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, we're going to explore this whole... I see Pixie Carter over there making potions and spells, if you want to...
Potions and spells right down there. And we have some more art that's perfect for children right down that hallway.
Oh, I see some dinosaur skeletons and Pokemon skeletons and dragon skeletons.
Many Pokemon skeletons. Many, many, and beautiful dinosaur installations.
Just make sure, children, that you don't bring anything to life. Okay, now here are your magic wands, everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, use them wisely.
Yes. Thank you. We want to keep all the pictures happy and still and quiet. Remember, we are in an art gallery, and there are some grown-ups here that are observing and looking for some peace and stillness.
No problem. We're so still. I think I'm gonna go hop on top of that dinosaur.
No, please don't hop on top of the exhibits. Madam Sailor, I will. Don't worry, I'm on top of it.
Okay, yes, please. We don't want the children disrupting the exhibits.
And Abacus P. Grumbler ran off to try to manage a busload of noisy children. Oh, that's all right. It's a, you know what? The calm is only a few breaths away, possibly.
Are you feeling out of sorts again, Verilise?
Just a bit. I didn't know there was going to be a field trip.
Come sit down. Oh. I'm going to do a little exercise with you that's going to help you find that inner peace and stillness that you've been longing for, okay?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Let the children shuffle through. All right, hurry on. Go see the dinosaurs. Go to the Pokemon exhibit.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Verilise, now that the children are gone, this is what I'd like you to do. Mm. I'd like you to sit down on this bench.
Okay.
And I'd like you to place your feet on the floor.
Hmm.
And feel your feet connected to the earth.
Oh.
You can even wiggle your toes a little bit like you're playing the piano. And then press those toes down into the ground. Now, I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful pink bubble around you. And that bubble protects you and keeps you safe. And inside this pink bubble, you hold your happiest thoughts. Now, one thing that can help us with our feelings is our breath. How we breathe can change how we feel. So what I'd like you to do is take your hands and place them right on top of your belly button.
All right.
And I want you to imagine that you are blowing up a beautiful, big red balloon. And you're going to inhale and feel your belly get very big, like you're blowing up a balloon. And then we're going to pop. That balloon. Can we try that again? Did that feel good, Fairlise?
Yes. And in fact, we do see an actual pink bubble of magic forming around Fairlise. Of course, that's What If World for you. So one more breath just like that?
One more breath. Take those magic hands, place them on your belly.
All right.
We're still inside our pink bubble. And we're going to take a big breath in like we're blowing up a beautiful red balloon. Here we go. Big inhale. And now we...
Oh.
So those deep belly breaths can help us feel more calm and settled. And I'll tell you a little secret, Fairlise. Come closer.
Oh, yes.
If you have a hard time falling asleep at night, like I do every time I put my head down on the pillow, all these thoughts start racing through my head. If you have a favorite pillow or perhaps a stuffed animal, you can place it on your belly and you can take some of those deep balloon breaths and you'll notice that the stuffed animal or pillow rocks up and down. And before you know it, you'll be fast asleep.
Ooh, I like that. I do get that busy brain that you're talking about. I know exactly how that feels.
I call it monkey mind, right? Like our mind is swinging like a monkey from branch to branch to branch.
Oh, I quite like that. I've certainly had monkeys swimming through my mind. Magical mishap.
Oh, speaking of magical mishaps, everybody watch out. It seems that literally every art exhibit has come alive. I probably handed out the magic wands a little too early.
But kids, I told you to be aware of the children.
I thought kindergartners knew how to use their magic a little better than this. don't worry. I will take care of it. One dinosaur, a dragon, or a Pokemon at a time.
All right, I need all the paintings to line up. They are just out of control right now. I need all the paintings to freeze.
And they froze.
Plant your feet on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have feet. Could I just do my frame?
You can do your frame, that's fine. All right, paintings. I need everyone to find stillness. Because when we still our body, we can often still our mind. Now, I know many of you have been framed up for years, centuries, very long time. What I need us all to do, though, we need to go back into our frames. So, to calm ourselves down, I want everyone to take one hand on their heart, one hand on their belly. Pokemon, please follow along.
Big listener.
And together, we're going to breathe into our belly. We're going to breathe into our heart. We're going to breathe out of our belly and out of our heart. All right, Abacus, get the children out of here.
Are you sure you don't want my help with some magic? You know, I could just cast a few quick spells.
Yes, Abacus, I think I've got it here.
Okay, here we go.
Paintings, all of you?
Yes.
Dinosaurs, ballerinas?
Yes.
Knights in shining armor? Here we go. One more breath into your belly. One more breath into your heart. Breathe out of the belly. Breathe out of the heart. All right, I think we're starting to settle down. I want to see all the paintings slowly walk back into your frames.
Oh, it's actually working. I'm feeling it too. All those monkey-minded things that have been swinging through.
Sometimes those big breaths can make those big, uncomfortable feelings get a little bit smaller. They might not go away completely, Fairlise, but they will get a little bit smaller and they'll feel a lot more manageable.
I will continue to work on this. This is sort of something that's rather new. Oh, Pixicato, would you like to join?
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Pixicato.
Oh, I remember you. You're Madame Sayla.
Lovely to see you again.
I did make something that might help while I was practicing my potions. This concoction can turn animate artwork back into inanimate artwork.
Oh, that would be very helpful. As you saw, our Pokemon, dinosaurs, knights in shining armors, ballerinas, they all came to life and it got very wild in here.
Well, I'll go just putting one drop on each little painting or knight's armor or dinosaur bones.
Much appreciated.
All right, I'll see you in the lobby at noon.
And thank you, Pixicato. That was very kind. The children sometimes surprise you with their thoughtfulness.
Oh, yes, if we listen to children, they do have a lot to offer us. However, I know, Feralise, you came here to find some peace and quiet. And now Mr. Abacus and his children are gone. Pixicato is waiting for you, and I think it is the perfect time to soak in some of the beautiful artwork at the Unnatural Gallery.
You know, I think my favorite piece in this gallery must be you.
Oh.
After all, you're a floating portrait of a famous mind reader, right?
Yes, yes, that is I. I am Madame Sayla, the famous mind reader from centuries long ago. I've made many predictions that you've seen come true.
Have you been reading my mind this whole time? Is that why you're so good at helping people find their feelings?
Yes, I did see when you came in here right away that you were feeling all flummoxed and perplexed. And I wanted you to know that this is a safe space. The Unnatural Gallery is a place that you can return to anytime you want. All you have to do is find a peaceful, quiet place, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and let your imagination take you here.
And that's just what Feralise did. The end.
Lauren, that was so fun!
That was so much fun! I had such a great time!
So, Lauren, I want to find out more. I know you've written a book called 108 Awesome Yoga Poses for Kids. Can you tell us about that or anything else you've got going on?
Yes, so this is my first book and I'm so excited to share it with everyone. What's really special about this book is children often learn by not always what we say, but what we do. So this book is photographs of 108 different yoga poses. Children can flip through the book, they might see a pose they like, and the photographs are very clear so they can practice all these poses. It's very important that whether we're a child or an adult, that we speak to ourselves with words that are loving and kind.
Yes.
So for every pose, there is an I am statement. I am unique. I am funny. I am brave. And there's also some partner poses, so children can practice the poses either with a friend or the grown-up in their life.
Yet another thing that I wish I did more of as a kid. It's hard to build these habits as an adult to say these wonderful things that you need to hear.
That's part of the reason I created Yogi Bean, so children don't have to wait till they're, you know, I started yoga in my 20s in college, so
yeah.
We shouldn't have to wait that long.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, thank you again. I've been too sick to do a guest episode for a while, so this is like my celebration. I'm coming out of it.
I'm happy to be your first guest back.
Yeah. So it's really, really wonderful to have you. And I hope we talk again soon.
Yeah. Oh, this was so much fun, Eric. I had such a blast.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Greetings, listeners. I have a belated shout out to a very patient listener named Zachary. Age 12, Zachary writes, I like my dog, Mookie, and my favorite character is Kathunkle. Well chosen, Zachary.
Meow, I've got a meow out for Luca. Age 7, they love me and Kathunkle, and they listen to What If World every day. Luca loves humming, olives, and all animals except bugs. Their favorite places are their two homes and their school.
And our final shout out is for Sam C. Sam is 9 and loves me, Fred the dog, and also Guilds and Goblins. Sometimes Sam listens with his big sister Gabby, who's 11 and loves the show too. Thank you, Sam and Gabby and your grown-up Rich.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, our guest, Lauren Chaitoff, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know you can relax at the Unnatural Gallery anytime you close your eyes and take a deep breath. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
the International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.